You mentioned ways that we could get the conversation going. How would you say that we could get the conversation going on the table?
Well, the most important thing to remember is that all the conversations are organic. They should be flowing, and you should be thinking completely and 100% about that each conversation is unique and each conversation is a journey. So when you're talking, you want to think about the conversation is going to lead to collaboration. Collaboration usually leads to action, and action always is presented in the form of ideas. So when you're talking around the table, I think that whatever comes up should be what you talk about. And it's about Lexington. And it should be inspired based on what you love about the city, what you'd like to see changed, and encourage that.
So the event is on March 15th, and you said we got to bring guests, we got to bring food, and we've got to bring conversation. Mm-hmm. How many guests are we allowed to bring? What kinds of foods should we bring? And
well, I think when you're thinking about your table, the best thing to do if you're a host, remember that as a host, you're looking for 8 to 12 guests is ideal. But it's really up to you. You could have more than that. You could have a little less than that. But that's ideal. And when you're thinking about food, it doesn't matter at all. You could do this around a pitcher of water. You could do it out in the park. You could do it around appetizers. You could do it around cookies, coffee, because it's any time of day, anywhere you want to have it. It really doesn't matter at all because it's completely up to the host and the group you're with. So think brown bag lunch, potluck, and if, like I said before, if it's a 5-course catered dinner and a personal chef, feel free because I want to come to that one, by the way. Invite me. You can look me up at Bluegrass Community Foundation. But more than anything, just remember that it's for you and your conversation, whatever you're comfortable with.
What would you say is the power of conversation?
The power of conversation is when we're one-on-one sitting across from a table and you're looking at somebody and you're going to talk to them, you're going to be inspired to think more. You're going to be inspired to feel more. You're going to be inspired to engage more with that person and have an exchange. So that's the power of conversation. And don't forget that even if you're by yourself and you didn't get invited anywhere, there are open events that are powered by Leadership Lexington all over the city. You can check out on the tablelex.com and you can find a place to go. There are places that for anyone. So please go join the conversation and have your voice heard.